的弟兄姐妹，早上、中午、晚上好，今天我们一起灵修吧。我们带着一颗渴慕、切慕、爱慕的心来亲近、靠近、贴近我们的神，让我们都在他的封闭里。
利未的儿子是格顺、歌侠、米拉利。歌侠的儿子是暗兰、以斯哈、希伯伦、乌薛。暗兰的儿子是亚伦、摩西，还有女儿米利暗。亚伦的儿子是拿达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛。以利亚撒生菲尼哈，菲尼哈生亚比书，亚比书生布基，布基生乌西，乌西生希拉西亚，希拉西亚生米拉约，米拉约生亚玛利亚，亚玛利亚生亚西突，亚西突生撒都，撒都生亚西马斯，亚西马斯生亚撒利亚，亚撒利亚生约哈南，约哈南生亚撒利亚。这亚撒利亚在所罗门与耶路撒冷所建造的殿中共祭司的职分。亚撒利亚生亚玛利亚，亚玛利亚生亚西突，亚西突生撒都，撒都生沙龙，沙龙生希勒家，希勒家生亚撒利亚，亚撒利亚生希莱雅，希莱雅生约撒达。当耶和华借尼布甲尼撒的手掳掠犹大和耶路撒冷人的时候，这约撒达也被掳去。利未的儿子是格顺、歌侠、米拉利。格顺的儿子名叫利弥、示美。歌侠的儿子是暗兰、以斯哈、希伯伦、乌薛。米拉利的儿子是抹利、母士。这是按着利未人宗族分的各家。格顺的儿子是利尼，利尼的儿子是雅哈，雅哈的儿子是辛马，辛马的儿子是约亚，约亚的儿子是义多，义多的儿子是谢拉，谢拉的儿子是耶特赖。歌侠的儿子是亚米拿达，亚米拿达的儿子是可拉，可拉的儿子是亚西，亚西的儿子是以利加拿，以利加拿的儿子是以比亚撒，以比亚撒的儿子是亚西，亚西的儿子是他哈，他哈的儿子是乌列，乌列的儿子是乌西亚，乌西亚的儿子是少罗。以利加拿的儿子是亚玛塞和亚西摩，亚西摩的儿子是以利加拿，以利加拿的儿子是索菲，索菲的儿子是拿哈，拿哈的儿子是以利亚，以利亚的儿子是耶罗罕，耶罗罕的儿子是以利加拿，以利加拿的儿子是撒母耳，撒母耳的长子是约尔，次子是亚比亚。米拉利的儿子是抹利，抹利的儿子是利尼，利尼的儿子是示美，示美的儿子是乌撒，乌撒的儿子是示米亚，示米亚的儿子是哈基亚，哈基亚的儿子是亚帅亚。约柜安设之后，大卫派人在耶和华殿中管理歌唱的事，他们就在会幕前当歌唱的差，及至所罗门在耶路撒冷建造了耶和华的殿，他们便按着班次供职。供职的人和他们的子孙是下面这些人。歌侠的子孙中有歌唱的希曼，希曼是约尔的儿子，约尔是撒母耳的儿子，撒母耳是以利加拿的儿子，以利加拿是耶罗罕的儿子，耶罗罕是以列的儿子，以列是陀亚的儿子，陀亚是苏弗的儿子，苏弗是以利加拿的儿子，以利加拿是马哈的儿子，马哈是亚玛塞的儿子，亚玛塞是以利加拿的儿子，以利加拿是约尔的儿子，约尔是亚撒利亚的儿子，亚撒利亚是西番雅的儿子，西番雅是他哈的儿子，他哈是亚西的儿子，亚西是以比亚撒的儿子，以比亚撒是可拉的儿子， 可拉是以斯哈的儿子，以斯哈是歌侠的儿子，歌侠是利未的儿子，利未是以色列的儿子。西曼的族兄亚萨是比利加的儿子，亚萨在西曼右边供职。比利加是示米亚的儿子，示米亚是米迦勒的儿子，米迦勒是巴西亚的儿子，巴西亚是马基亚的儿子，马基亚是伊特尼的儿子，伊特尼是谢拉的儿子，谢拉是亚大雅的儿子，亚大雅是以探的儿子，以探是辛马的儿子，辛马是示美的儿子，示美是亚哈的儿子，亚哈是格顺的儿子，格顺是利未的儿子。他们的族弟兄米拉利的子孙，在他们左边供职的有以探，以探是基士的儿子，基士是亚伯底的儿子，亚伯底是马路的儿子，马路是哈沙比亚的儿子，哈沙比亚是亚马谢的儿子，亚马谢是希勒家的儿子，希勒家是暗西的儿子，暗西是巴尼的儿子，巴尼是沙麦的儿子，沙麦是莫利的儿子，莫利是母士的儿子，母士是米拉利的儿子，米拉利是利未的儿子。他们的族弟兄利未人也被派办神殿中的一切事。亚伦和他的子孙在燔祭坛和香坛上献祭烧香，又在至圣所办理一切的事，为以色列人赎罪，这都是照神的仆人摩西所吩咐的。亚伦的儿子是以利亚撒，以利亚撒的儿子是菲尼哈，菲尼哈的儿子是亚比书，亚比书的儿子是布基，布基的儿子是乌西，乌西的儿子是希拉西亚，希拉西亚的儿子是米拉约，米拉约的儿子是亚玛利亚，亚玛利亚的儿子是亚西突，亚西突的儿子是撒都，撒都的儿子是亚西马斯。他们的住处按着境内的营寨是这样的：歌侠族亚伦的子孙先拈阄得地，在犹大地中得了希伯伦和四围的郊野，只是属城的田地和村庄都为耶弗尼的儿子加勒所得。亚伦的子孙得了陶城希伯伦，又得了利拿与其郊野，亚提尔以实提莫与其郊野，希伦与其郊野，底壁与其郊野，亚山与其郊野，博士麦与其郊野，在便雅悯支派的地中得了加巴与其郊野，阿勒灭与其郊野，亚拿突与其郊野，他们各家所得的城共十三座。歌侠族其余的人又拈阄，在马拿西半支派的地中得了十座城。格顺族按着宗族在以撒迦支派的地中、亚舍支派的地中、拿弗他利支派的地中、巴山内马拿西支派的地中得了十三座城。米拉利族按着宗族拈阄，在吕便支派的地中、加德支派的地中、西布伦支派的地中得了十二座城。以色列人把这些城与其郊野给了利未人。这以上路名的城在犹大、西缅、便雅敏三支派的地中，以色列人拈阄给了他们。歌侠族中有几家在以法莲支派的地中也得了城邑，在以法莲山地得了陶城事件与其郊野，又得了基色与其郊野、约缅与其郊野、伯和伦与其郊野、亚亚伦与其郊野、加特林门与其郊野。歌侠族其余的人在马拿西半支派的地中得了亚乃与其郊野、比连与其郊野。格顺族在马拿西半支派的地中得了巴山的戈兰与其郊野、亚斯他路与其郊野，又在以撒迦支派的地中得了基迪斯与其郊野、大比拉与其郊野、拉莫与其郊野、亚年与其郊野，在亚舍支派的地中得了玛莎与其郊野、 亚顿与其郊野，户哥与其郊野，利禾与其郊野，在拿弗他利支派的地中得了加利利的基迪斯与其郊野，哈门与其郊野，基列亭与其郊野，还有米拉利族的人在西布伦支派的地中得了林摩挪与其郊野，他伯与其郊野，又在耶利哥的约旦河东，在吕遍支派的地中得了旷野的比西与其郊野，亚哈撒与其郊野，基底莫与其郊野，米法亚与其郊野，又在加德支派的地中得了基列的拉莫与其郊野，马哈念与其郊野，西什本与其郊野，亚谢与其郊野。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，平安！很高兴我们能在灵明日粮相会，求圣灵帮助我们来到上帝的面前，以平静安稳的心亲近上帝。今天我们要分享的主题是
忠心服侍。我们一起来阅读今天的经文，提摩太后书四章一到八节。我在上帝面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。在一个普通的星期四，某间教会在副堂举办一场安息礼拜。副堂里斑驳的地毯上摆放着金属折叠椅，坐着一些出席安息礼拜的哀悼者。桌上有三明治和切好的西瓜，让人们聚会后享用。这是一场再寻常不过的安息礼拜，但讲员却非比寻常。他是一位知名的布道家，曾在座无虚席的体育场内向成千上万的群众传讲福音信息。然而在这个出席者不多的聚会中，他依然以同样的热忱宣讲上帝的话语。保罗勉励他的门徒提摩太，务要传道，无论得时不得时，尽你的职分。尽你的职分不仅是指那些在灯光璀璨的大型舞台上的重大事工，也包括了平凡的日常职责，那些不会被录下来也不会流传后世的讲道，或是那些很少有人看见的服事，我们同样要尽心尽力地去做，因为上帝正在观看。保罗告诉提摩太，他的服事是在上帝面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。你的服事平台或许微小，但你的观众却无比重要。耶稣正耐心等待你的侍奉，你可以倚靠圣灵的大能为他而做。当你谦卑忠心地服侍人，他必得到荣耀。亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，你对日常工作投入多少心力？在这平凡的一天，上帝希望你如何看待你平凡的工作呢？我们一起来回顾今天的主题经文。尽你的职分，提摩太后书四章五节。我们一起祷告吧。天父，求你帮助我， 让我今天能忠心地服侍你和服侍人。奉主耶稣基督之名祈求，阿门。灵粮透视。当保罗鼓励提摩太要忠于上帝的呼召，忠心牧养教会，他也回顾与总结他自己为基督所做的功，并述说他对离世后所盼望的事。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。在保罗期待歇了世上的劳苦并领受赏赐的时候，他深切地意识到生命中真正重要的是什么。在这世上，每一个基督徒都被赋予不同的任务，靠着圣灵的帮助，我们可以努力忠心地去做这些事。我们都渴望听到救主基督对我们说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
求圣灵帮助我们更好地活在今天，靠主前行。如果你对今天的内容有所感动，请你转载与他人分享，也邀请你下载灵命日粮的手机应用程序，继续收听其他的属灵内容。欢迎你留言给我们，彼此带到。同时也请你为我们在制作团队方面带到。愿上帝赐福于你，我们下次再见。
方必不会是目的，亲密才是神要的结果。我们的神希望来到庇护我们、方必我们、庇佑我们，但到最后他要的不只是保护我们，神要的是枝子连于葡萄树的连接，好叫我们知道我在保护里，我在守护里，我在呵护里，我在渴慕里，我在切慕里，我在爱慕里，我在亲近里，我在靠近里，我在贴近里。不管我们在什么样的环境和各样的挑战中，或者各种的压力里，当我们不断地与我们的神连接的时候，我们就在神的保护里、守护里、呵护里，天父会托住我们，我们就放心地靠着吧。
心跟随你，一生永不离开你。我愿全心跟随你，一生永不离开你。
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Nothing ever seen or heard.Great wisdom. Who can fathom master? Great depths. Tell him, saints, beautiful, majesty enthroned above.I stand in awe of you. Our minds do not have the capacity, Lord, to really understand your mercy. Surely we don't deserve it. And daily you forgive us. And daily you are patient with us. Continually watching over us. You know us so well.You know us better than we know ourselves. And when we forget you, you never forget us. When we walk away from you, you come looking for us. You told us so often that you're a loving God.But every day we see it, and every day we are overwhelmed and amazed that the God of heaven would care so much for us. Who are we, Lord? Like David, we say, what is man? You are mindful of him. The Son of Man, you have visited him.We sin and we fail, yet you remain faithful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blood you shed for us. The blood that is still available to wash away every sin and remove every stain. We give you praise for your mercy. Who but Jesus can say,Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What other man has said that, Lord? What other prophet, what other philosopher has ever said these words? None. No one except you. Because you're so precious, merciful. We do not deserve it. Not one of us deserves it. Yet you love us still. We give you praise. Today we stand here thanking you. We thank you for every moment you've come and touched our lives. How often, Lord, we just ignore you, but you never ignore us. How often we hurt you, you've never once wounded not one of us. You're patient and kind. That mercy, that precious mercy. Lift your hands and thank him for his mercy. Think about the times he has loved you when you were unlovable. Think about the times he has come and touched your life when you did not deserve it. Think about the times you have forgotten him and he whispered in your heart and said, I'm still here. And we often wonder, how can God love us like this? How can we be so deserving of this love? Why would he love us? Why would he care? What is it about us he likes? What is it he sees in us? We're nothing but dust. Why would God care for dust? Now you sing it again. Maybe now we'll have some meaning. You are beautiful beyond description. Listen to the words you're singing. Too marvelous for words. All I can say is not enough to describe him. All I can preach for the rest of my life will not be enough to describe him. All the preachers on earth that have preached throughout the centuries and will continue to preach cannot describe him. He's beyond description. The songwriter was right. You are beautiful beyond description. Who can really describe the Lord? Can a painter describe him? Can a philosopher describe him? Can the greatest preachers on earth describe him? No. No one can. He's beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Who can fathom that blessed, incredible love? Who can ever grasp his mercy? Sometimes we sing the song and don't really pay attention to what we're singing. Would you now do it? Would you think about how special you are to him? Lift your hands to him. He deserves it. He deserves your worship. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Nothing seen or heard. Lord, who can grasp your wisdom? Who can grasp your wisdom? fathom your love? So beautiful. I give you praise, Jesus. Majesty enthroned above. Tell him I stand in awe of you. You're so holy. All praise. Tell him, saints, beautiful, majesty enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. Our minds do not have the capacity, Lord, to really understand your mercy. Surely we don't deserve it. And daily you forgive us. And daily you are patient with us. Continually watching over us. You know us so well. You know us better than we know ourselves. And when we forget you, you never forget us. When we walk away from you, you come looking for us. You told us so often that you're a loving God. But every day we see it, and every day we are overwhelmed and amazed that the God of heaven would care so much for us. Who are we, Lord? Like David, we say, what is man? You are mindful of him. The Son of Man, you have visited him. We sin and we fail, yet you remain faithful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blood you shed for us. The blood that is still available to wash away every sin and remove every stain. We give you praise for your mercy. Who but Jesus can say, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What other man has said that, Lord? What other prophet, what other philosopher has ever said these words? None. No one except you. Because you're so precious, merciful. We do not deserve it. Not one of us deserves it. Yet you love us still. We give you praise. Today we stand here thanking you. We thank you for every moment come and touched our lives. How often, Lord, we just ignore you, but you never ignore us. How often we hurt you, you've never once wounded not one of us. You're patient and kind. That mercy, that precious mercy. Lift your hands and thank him for his mercy. Think about the times he has loved you when you were unlovable. Think about the times he has come and touched your life when you did not deserve it. Think about the times you have forgotten him. And he whispered in your heart and said, I'm still here. And we often wonder, how can God love us like this? How can we be so deserving of this love? Why would he love us? Why would he care? What is it about us he likes? What is it he sees in us? We're nothing but dust. Why would God care for dust? Now you sing it again. Maybe now we'll have some meaning. You are beautiful beyond description. Listen to the words you're singing. Too marvelous for words. All I can say is not enough to describe him. All I can preach for the rest of my life will not be enough to describe him. All the preachers on earth that have preached throughout the centuries and will continue to preach cannot describe him. He's beyond description. The songwriter was right. You are beautiful beyond description. Who can really describe the Lord? Can a painter describe him? Can a philosopher describe him? Can the greatest preachers on earth describe him? No. No one can. He's beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Who can fathom that blessed, incredible love? Who can ever grasp his mercy? Sometimes we sing the song and don't really pay attention to what we're singing. Would you now do it? Would you think about how special you are to him? Lift your hands to him. He deserves it. He deserves your worship. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. wonderful for comprehension. Nothing seen or heard. Lord, who can grasp your wisdom? Who can fathom your love? So beautiful. I give you praise, Jesus. Majesty enthroned above. Tell him I stand in awe of you. You're so holy. All praise.
Thank you.